Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. That's Foreigner bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Deb Calvert, the author of Discover Questions You Get That Get You Connected, she is a certified executive coach, a certified sales coach, and a very highly credentialed professional in her area. And Deb, thank you for being here. Thank you for being a great member of our Brain Trust and the research you've been doing in on the marketplace. I'm really fascinated by that. And you've got more and more of the results are coming, aren't they?
Yes, constantly looking at new things, looking at things in different ways, and making discoveries. Yes.
So one of the things that we have never talked about on this show before, I don't think we have, is the difference between. We've talked a lot about the difference between what salespeople and what companies think customers want and what customers really want. We've talked a lot about that, but we've never talked about whether this thing, persistence and perseverance. Your research found that the sellers said, well, we're successful because we're persistent, and you found out that the customers, that's not what necessarily what they were looking for.
Yeah, and I do think this gets to a fundamental question. You hear salespeople often say, I don't want to seem pushy.
While they're being pushy, right?
yeah, pushy. So we got these words, pushy, persistent, perseverance. I'm a little bit of a word nerd, so I started doing some research and asking some questions and just digging into word origins. And I found out that persistence, that does get associated with being pushy, because to persist means just to doggedly continue doing the same thing, like your golf swing, that doesn't really get you anywhere with buyers. But the thing that you're doing that is right is that you're continuing to get in front of them. But what they're looking for when they gauge your commitment, it's not just that you show up and do the same thing over and over again. It's that you persevere. That means to passionately pursue something even in the face of adversity, which is a little different than just persisting, doing the same thing over and over again.
Well, and the way it would manifest, it seemed to me, is persistence is when people have kind of told you what they want, and you don't pay attention, and you don't really focus on what they've just told you. You're not listening. You're thinking about what you want to sell, not what they want to, what they're interested in. That's being persistent. Or when they're obviously today's not the right day. You continue to push, whereas perseverance. I remember losing business to a competitor, and I would say to my customer when I lost them, I say, you know what? Congratulations on making this decision. I'm sure it's the right one for you right now, but I want you to know something. I'm going to get your business back, and they always liked it when I said that.
Yeah, and that is one of the behaviors.
And I did, and I went back
out
and got it too. By the way,
buyers like what you just described is one of the behaviors that buyers want credit. They want to be dignified by sellers. When they make a decision, they want it to be honored. But they also want to see your commitment, and that's the perseverance is what you're describing.
Right, and I would go back by, and I would go back and call on them again, you know, and keep continue. It might be 2 years I get their business back.
Because they saw something in you. They saw commitment.
Well, yeah. No, I did that. I've done that in the last few years more than once. And it's just...
I think the big myth that's out there is that persistence alone will get you where you're trying to be in sales, and it's not true. It's good to persist. It's better to persevere, and as you are showing up over and over again, as you are continuing to passionately pursue the buyer that you want to work with, it's all about the behaviors you exhibit during that time. Sellers recapped those behaviors. They did them in their personal best. They just didn't attribute their success to them, which is a mistake. We've got to know what makes us successful.
See, to me, what would be an example of perseverance and persistence would be me walking up to a customer and seeing that not right now it's not the good time to talk to them. They would say, "Hey, Jim, I can't really visit with you right now. I'm sorry, I just can't do it." And I wouldn't be persistent and say, "Well, just give me a few more minutes." But I would be persistent and say, "Okay, that's great. Can you? When would be a good time to call back?" So that's me being persistent for an alternative, but not to change the customer's mind.
Yeah, because it's respectful. You're
right.
Behaving in that case as not someone who's there to just make a sale, but someone who's there to guide and to lead.
And then I would persevere by showing up later when we had that that other time. But you've got to know when to dial it back, don't you?
Yes, and doing that out of respect, just sellers forget. It's not just sellers and buyers, it's humans and humans.
That's right.
And we have to treat people the way we want to be treated.
Well, one of my favorite things was always, I always thought it was a good thing if I called on a customer and they couldn't talk to me because they were in the middle of a problem. If I could get them to tell me what their problem was, there's a pretty good chance I knew somebody who might could help them. I always thought it was a good day if I didn't make a sale that day, but I helped a customer solve a problem.
Yeah, you're driven by your intent to help people, different from being driven by your intent to
and that's perseverance, line your pocket isn't it?
Right now. It is, because ultimately it benefits you too.
Mm-hmm. Perseverance.
You're playing for the long game.
Exactly right. That's what I was going to say. Perseverance is the long. You took the words right out of my mouth. That was well said, Deb. Deb, I need your website, please.
People First PS. That's for Productivity Solutions. PeopleFirstPS.com.
All right, so check it out. And the book is called Discover Questions: Get You Connected for professional sellers just like you and me. Quick break. Right back with Deb Calvert. 10 till. I'm Jim Blessing. Just like all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.